On the third day after Jesus was killed, the women who saw him being buried came to take care of the body. And as they approached the tomb, they saw that the huge stone had been rolled away. The tomb was empty. The only thing in there was the cloth that Jesus had been wrapped in. And then two angels appeared, and the women were afraid, and they bowed down in front of them. One of the angels said, "Don't be afraid. Why are you looking in a tomb for someone who's alive? He's not here. Don't you remember what he told you? That he would have to suffer and die, but that he would be raised to life again?" And then the women did remember. And they ran to tell the disciples. And when they told them, they thought the women were crazy. But Peter, he needed to see for himself. So he ran to the tomb and saw the stone had been rolled away and that the tomb was empty. The only thing there was the cloth that Jesus had been wrapped in. And he left, wondering what had happened. Later, the disciples were discussing this, and suddenly Jesus appeared right in front of them. And they were afraid because they thought he was a ghost. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, it's me, Jesus, I'm alive. Can't you see the nail marks in my hands and feet?" And to help them understand, Jesus explained the prophecies about himself, that he would have to suffer and die, but that God would raise him to life again 3 days later. Then he told them, "Now you are going to tell the whole world that when they turn from their sins and turn to God, God will forgive them. And God's Spirit will be with you as you do this."